Lesson 14. Inertia. Balance forces. Unbalanced forces. Velocity. Gravitational force. Momentum. Friction. Acceleration. Action force. Reaction force. Lesson 14. Newton's laws of motion. In 1687, Sir Isaac Newton proposed three laws explaining motion and force. Think about a diver diving off a high board, a ball rolling down a hill, and a rocket launching into the air. Read this selection to find out how these situations fit in with Newton's laws of motion. Newton's laws of motion. Newton's first law. Newton's first law states that an object at rest remains at rest unless a force acts upon it. An object in motion remains in motion in the same direction and at the same speed, unless acted upon by another force. This tendency of an object to resist changes in motion is inertia. When an object is at rest or moving at a constant speed in a constant direction, the forces acting on the object are balance forces. Unbalanced forces are the forces acting on an object that change its speed and direction. An object's speed in a certain direction is its velocity. A ball at rest at the top of a hill has zero velocity. Once a force, such as a push, puts the ball in motion, its velocity increases. Gravitational force is the natural force of attraction between two objects. It tends to make objects move toward one another. The greater the masses of the two objects, the greater their attraction is. The greater their distance, the less the attraction is. Momentum is a measure of the motion of an object. To find an object's momentum, multiply its mass times its velocity. If two objects have the same mass, the one with the greater velocity has the greater momentum. Similarly, if two objects are traveling at the same velocity, then the one with the greater mass has the greater momentum. The reason that moving objects eventually slow down or stop is friction. Friction is the force that resists motion when two objects are in contact. When a ball rolls down a hill, friction between the ball and the ground makes the ball slow down until it finally stops. Newton's second law. Acceleration is a change in an object's velocity over time. Newton's second law states that the amount of acceleration that a force creates depends on the size of the force and the mass of the object. In other words, acceleration increases with force and decreases with mass. Newton's third law. Newton's third law states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The force acting on an object is the action force. The reaction force is the equal and opposite force acting back. Picture a rocket blasting off into space. The rocket engine pushes hot gases downward out the back of the rocket. An equal force acting in the opposite direction pushes the rocket upward.